call to order the meeting of the Berkeley Lakes City Council on October 21st, 2021, and note for the voice record that we have a quorum of city council members here. We have two folks, one who is recovering from surgery and one who is out of town, but we have our three other folks that we are glad to have here. We have one member of the public who is representing our U.S. Congresswoman, and we are grateful for Matt Yarbrough to be here with us, and we have our city administrator and our city attorney. Do I hear a motion regarding the agenda as it has been presented?
I make a motion that we accept the agenda as presented.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Bob moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. The consent agenda tonight consists of the minutes of our last meeting on August 19th, the city council meeting, the financial reports for July 2021 unaudited and August 2021 unaudited, and the amendment to our fee schedule for the addition of photovoltaic cell or solar permit fees. Is there any motion regarding the consent agenda?
Yes, I move to approve all items on the consent agenda.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. We have no old business tonight, and under new business, we have an amendment potentially for our insurance license fees. Lee, would you talk to us about that, please?
Yes, O21-240 is an amendment to the flat fee that state law allows cities to charge insurers conducting business in the city. With the city population now exceeding 2,000 based on the 2020 census, the city can charge $40 versus the current $25 rate beginning January 1st, 2022.
Okay, do I hear a motion regarding that?
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to place O-21-240, an ordinance to amend Chapter 34-19 insurance license fees, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read.
Do I hear a second?
I second that motion.
Okay, Scott moves, Bob seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Lee, talk to us please about the proposed budget.
Yes, ma'am. O21-241 is the proposed budget for 2022. The measure as presented anticipates no increase in the real property tax millage rate for 2022 over the rollback rate for 2021. The measure is presented for first read consideration tonight.
Okay, do I hear a motion regarding that?
I make a motion to place O21-241, an ordinance to establish the budget for the year 2022, to repeal conflicting ordinances, to provide for an effective date, and for other purposes on first read, and to schedule a public hearing on the matter for Thursday, November 18th at 8 p.m.
Do I hear a second?
Yes, I second the motion.
Bob moves, Chip seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you, that's unanimous. Do we have any citizen comments?
Can I just turn the mic on for you?
There you go.
Sounds good. Thank you.
If you'll introduce yourself for the voice record, please.
Yes, thank you. Matt Yarbrough. I live at 4778 Pastry Lane in the city of Acworth, Georgia. Joining you guys today as a representative of Congresswoman Carolyn Bordeaux. I'll start off by first congratulating Councilman Lee and McDaniel on your successful reelection. I know Councilman Hammond is not here as well, or else I would to him. And hopefully surgery recovery is going well.
Yes.
Hope house recovery is going well as well, Councilman Smith. We were so concerned after we heard about the fire, and we hope everything's recovering well.
Thank you.
I come today really with just two general updates. One is that the Congresswoman is working with GMA on a a Gwinnett Municipal Summit for December, pulling everyone together probably at GJAC to talk about ARP funds and what the different cities are using it for, to talk about other potential grants that are going to become open for cities to take advantage of within the next year. So be on the lookout for a notice from GMA and from the Congresswoman's office for all cities to attend. And then two is just to continue to echo our availability as ARP funds move down, that if you're having any issues getting those funds from DCA or any questions regarding Treasury guidance surrounding those funds, that we are happily available to answer any of those questions. So with that, thank you guys so much for having me.
Thank you for coming, Matt. We appreciate your attention to our issues always. Anybody have any comments about anything that just got said? Okay. Then I would entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'd like to move to adjourn.
You'll hear a second.
I second that motion.
Okay, Chip moves, Scott seconds. Any discussion? All in favor? Thank you. That's unanimous. The meeting is adjourned.
It's time to go see the Braves win again tonight.
Yes!